a word for you from Luke chapter 2, verse 52, and then Acts 2:47. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. The disciples, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Here we find two examples in the New Testament of those who pleased God and had favor with man. They had the goodwill of man, for a time at least. We had previously read from Proverbs 16 verse 7, where it says, "If a man's ways please God, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." Now, in a future word for you, we'll look at how that's not always the case. God sometimes, even when his children are pleasing to him, he allows persecution and disfavor to arise. But here in the example, it is our Lord Jesus himself, who increased in wisdom as the boy, and in stature, and in favor with God and man. And then the example of the first church, the revival that had happened, it was the new, fresh church that was still very simple in its ways, and simple not meaning stupid, but meaning straightforward, honest, and God was pleased with them, and he gave favor with men as well. Notice that there is a connection. If a man's ways please God, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. As I've said, that's not always the case, but there are the times when you will enjoy the favor of men. Remember, of course, that what really matters is peace with God. Don't seek peace with men if you don't have peace with God. The wrath of God is far more dangerous than the wrath of men. And so the Lord Jesus enjoyed a time of favor with God and man, but there was the time when he was to fall out of favor and his enemies would rise up against him. And then the time when on the cross Jesus cried out and said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And it was because we, the real enemies of God, were taken into the Lord Jesus, and he became the enemy of God for our sake, for a time. Of course, all of it being in the plan, the perfect plan of God. But remember, God is able to turn situations around. Seek to please God firstly.